Are you sure about this?
To continue with the sense that I have not lived. That I have not tasted freedom. The idea fills me with horror.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
I'd just like to take a moment to tell the kids in the audience that, as an adult, I'd like to apologize for my generation, because you are fucked.
Today is the shadow of tomorrow. Today is the present future of yesterday. Yesterday is the shadow of today. The darkness of the past is yesterday. And the light of the past is yesterday. The days of yesterday are all numbered and sum. And the word once. Because once upon a time there was a yesterday. Yesterday belongs to the dead. Because the dead belongs to the past. The past is yesterday. Today is the preview of tomorrow. But for me, only from a better and happier point of view. My point of view was the thought of a better a try. Reality, yesterday is eternity. The eternity of yesterday is dead. Yesterday is as one. The eternity of one is the eternity of the past. The past is once upon a time. Once upon a time is past. The past is yesterday. Today. Yesterday, while we're searching for tomorrow.
The music is different here. The vibrations are different. Not like Planet Ray. Planet Ray's sound of guns, anger, frustration. There was no one to talk to about Planet Ray to understand. We set up a colonnade here.
The light of the past is the light which was. The wisdom of the past is the light of the past. The light of the future was the light which is to be. The wisdom of the future was the light of the future, see. Yesterday belongs to the dead. Tomorrow belongs to the living. The past is certified as a finished product. Anything which is ended is finished. That which is perfect is finished. The perfect man is no exception to the rule. The perfect man of the past is made according to the rule of the past. The rule of the past is a law of injustice and hypocrisy. The revelation of the meaning of the law is revealed through the law itself. The wisdom of the past is the light of the past. The light which is to be the wisdom of the future. The light of the future casts the shadows of tomorrow.
Check the vibrations. Better, of course.
Sun Ra. Sun Ra.
Lord Quas.
Mad Lib.
Other places up under different stars. That would be where the altered destiny would come in. Equation-wise, the first thing to do is to consider time as officially ended. We work on the other side of time.
Nuttiness.
Yeah.
paraphrased by Gandhi.
Some quiet spot, perhaps in bed at night. Close your eyes, hold it. I can touch it with my hands. Imagination. You'll never be alone. The importance of the woman. You'll never be alone. Know what you want. Like all states of mind, the mastery of procrastination. 9, no one knows everything, no place to go. Number 2.
1.
The second principle is a state of mind. Sudden flashes of thought or inspiration. 10, the fifth principle is whatever it is you do for a living. The fourth principle is the one and only woman. The sixth principle is the sixth principle. The sixth sense. The 13th and final principle is the 12th principle. Third, this is important. This is it. Thoughts are things.
3.
Time means nothing to your subconscious.
2.
Understand once and for all, you'll never be alone.
Keep the season.
to tie. Like I said, I flap my wings and I begin to sing. So I enter into my next verse. The beginning of rhyme sorted when perhaps one, two, or three beings made a sound, perhaps with a stick, stone, or rock. And now these same rhythms create a kind of hip-hop, the internal station. The more heads created the sounds, the less we were bound. Traveling mentally, internally, forgetting outside stresses. And so through this repetition, repetition of sound, repetition of sound, repetition expressions of sound. From one person to the next, ideas, thoughts, views, philosophies, and then from all of these types of stories, you begin to create music. So whether you're in it for the biz, or you're in it to vent your rage, whether you're in it to experience bliss, remember to listen to the silence and tap your own rhythm intrinsic and explore your horizons.
Because he took so much acid that he had this strange alienation from the human race. And
sounds like a real winner.
Huh?
Where the fuck's my lighter? I better find it.
Jack is what? slip through the cracks. All the time it's hard to think big when you got a small mind, so they present the counterfeit and try to make it seem real. But that's what is on a mission to kill. Your narrow-minded people slip through the cracks. All the time it's hard to think big when you got a small mind, so they present the counterfeit and try to make it seem real. That's what is on a mission to kill. Oh, you narrow-minded, watch the atmosphere split as you slip through the cracks and lose grasp of the shallow concept that you grip. Things don't fit in your frame of mind, cover small thoughts trapped, and you don't take time to explore the evidence that's at your fingertips. We all got access, so what's your excuses? A mind closed up is like a parachute, useless if you know. Open the fruit, do you know? Taste the juices. Come challenge me is what the truth says, but the false says let me lie instead. And that's what we do. It's the same too, going around telling lies that we think is true. Just repeating things that you heard in class, like AIDS came from an African monkey that's green, and the good guys always finish last. Like we'll always have paper money that's green, and the beast won't do away with cash to replace it with a mark on your skin. You think that's far-fetched, baby? Well, open your mind again. And if it's hard to open, I'll have to blow your mind and grab your hand, cause you'll slip through the crack in no time. Never mind if people slip through the cracks. All the time it's hard to think big when you got a small mind, so they present the counterfeit and try to make it seem real. That's what is on a mission to kill. Yo, never mind if people slip through the cracks. All the time it's hard to think big when you got a small mind, so they present the counterfeit and try to make it seem real. That's what is on a mission to kill. That. That's what is on a mission to kill. That. Yo, that's what is on a mission to kill. Kill. We people, you and I, gots to die one way or another, brother, stay high five. Fidelity
melting me is insanity, trying to stay relative in an unrealistic society. So now if your mind is open up when I say
revolution, and you won't duck when I say pledge allegiance, you won't stand up when I say Mac, you won't think about trucks when I say sex, you won't look for somebody to wait. What? You get to click, click, I mean you get the picture. The one with the biggest head ain't the winner.
Cause you can have the biggest thoughts, and without love, your mind is still closed up to the creator of the mind.
Warning.
Now in mind.
Do not abandon your post. There is no danger of radiation leakage.
Forget about what Bobby said. It was my turn. I got 12 and I got in the corner.
Some flowers. July 21st, iris. August 4th, tufted vetch. August 8th, foxglove. August 9th, stinking mayweed. August 14th, ragged robin. August 16th, harebell, valerian, oxeye daisy. August 17th, rose bay willow herb.
There is some confusion as to what magic actually is. I think that this can be cleared up if you just look at the very earliest descriptions of magic. Magic, in its earliest form, is often referred to as the art. I believe that this is completely literal. I believe that magic is art, and that art, whether that be writing, music, sculpture, or any other form, is literally magic. Art is, like magic, the science of manipulating symbols, words or images, to achieve changes in consciousness. The very language of magic seems to be talking as much about writing or art as it is about supernatural events. A grimoire, for example, the Book of Spells, is simply a fancy way of saying grammar. Indeed, to cast a spell is simply to spell. To manipulate words, to change people's consciousness. And I believe that this is why an artist or writer is the closest thing in the contemporary world that you are likely to see to a shaman.
People think that I must love to talk and that I would love to go to parties and yak my head off, and I could go for months without talking.
Well, you talk every night, don't you?
I know, and I've never liked it. I mean, I don't crave conversation. I could sit in an empty room for days and days. I'd have to leave occasionally, but not to talk. I mean, in other words, I don't have a terrific appetite for talking. The reason I'm rattling on like this is that you've just frightened me by telling me that you don't like to talk. And I figure I may have to fill in this last hour.
You just talk and I'll watch.